Hello? Yes.
Yeah, may I speak to Bernard?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, this is Steve Wilson calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So, Bernard, I got to know through Josh that you have some concerns regarding the formatting of the book. So, please tell me how can I help you.
You just went out. It's not so much concerns about formatting. I want to see what the final format looks like because I formatted it in Google Docs and know that that's probably not the – I knew that was not going to be the final way that it's going to look. So I wanted to see how what you guys are able to do for the look and feel of the layout.
So the thing is what we'll be doing, we'll be formatting the book according to the publishing format.
Right. However, my question is that I have three different kinds of ways to distinguish different situations. I have a box with text in it. That was green.
Mm-hmm.
I have this is for ChatGPT. I had what is called a prompt, which is what you give to ChatGPT. That was in blue, and we have the
uh-huh.
output, which was in gray. Now I know
okay.
that it's probably not easy to do colors. So my question is, when you're doing this formatting, I want to make sure that there's a formality of how you're, so that I understand this is input, output, and then the box being, you know, descriptions, important information, things like that.
So for that, the thing is, you are right that Amazon doesn't accept the color text. So either we need to change the font style of each section, the green, blue, and gray, or if you have any other option, then you can surely let us know, and we'll see if there's something possible, we can do that.
Okay, you're cutting out. So that's what I figure you guys would do. I know that Amazon would let us have boxes, so I wanted to, you know, have, really I'm looking for your expertise and layout to take the boxes. And I imagine if there's a font or something else that makes it stick out, hey, this is a, you know, extra information. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we've got bold and italics or something like that. I wanted to see you give me your thoughts on what the best way is to distinguish the different components.
Yeah. So the thing is what I think either we can do as there are three parts, green, blue, and gray, either we can go with the normal text, with the italic, and with the bold, or what we can do, we can use three different font styles for each section and mention every part of the book to differentiate them.
So this is kind of where I'm going, is I think that the boxes – should stand out by themselves. So things that are in a box, you can keep the box, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a correct statement?
Just a minute.
I think we can go bold and then italics. And I think that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we can keep the boxes.
So we keep the box,
okay.
And then we do bold for what's blue, and we do italics for what's gray. And I'd like to see, and when can you show me what that final format looks like?
Yes, can you please come again? Bold for the blue.
Yeah, bold for the blue, and italics for the gray. And just a normal text in a box. I mean, I don't think we need a different font because it's in a box.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sure. We'll go with this approach and at least give me a day or two, at least two business days over here, and I will share the updated file.
Okay, so here's my question, because I want that to be published on the 28th, which is a week from Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I need to understand your timeline, because I want to definitely visually see what you've done. what is the, you know, if you get this back to me by, let's say, Tuesday or Thursday, is that going to give me enough time to have this ready to sell by Monday?
Let's do this. I'll get this completed by tomorrow. I'll share it with
Okay.
George, and he will share the final file with you by tomorrow. Then you can have a look at it. Either you can provide your feedback tomorrow night or latest by Thursday morning, and we'll be moving towards the publishing process after getting your
Okay.
feedback.
Perfect. So here's what I'm going to say is, again, I'm open. If you feel, for example, when you put in a box, if you feel that that it makes sense to change a font, I mean, I'm going to ask you to use your professional guidance to say, hey, Ben said just stick it in a box, but maybe it's a box plus a different font, whatever it is that you feel would make that stand out.
Got your point. I'm gonna try for
Okay.
different options as well, and if there's any possibility of any other option, I'm gonna share multiple files with you with Josh, or else we'll just go with the same approach that you have just told me.
Okay, perfect. And I appreciate it. If you can get it to me by end of business tomorrow, that would be awesome because then it would give us a chance to review it and get back to you with some feedback. And okay, well, look, I appreciate it. Thank you so much,
All
Steve,
right.
and I look forward to getting back from you.
Perfect, perfect. Please expect the updated drop most probably by tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay, take care.
All right. It was really nice talking to you, Bernard. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.